Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Protecting at-risk children in Michigan. On Faith and Freedom today, we're going to be talking about a great decision out of Michigan. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the Attorney General of Michigan, who is a very radical lesbian in a same-sex relationship, who literally hates Christians, hates those individual core Judeo-Christian values, decided to ultimately promote this policy that would ban adoption agencies from having any adoption opportunities or foster care placement if they refuse to place children in same-sex households. And that's the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Now, on this particular situation, though, Matt, the Catholic Charities, St. Vincent Catholic Charities, a 70-year-old nonprofit organization specializing in finding foster and adoptive homes for hard-to-place older children, sibling groups, and children with special needs, filed suit. And a federal court in Michigan issued a very solid decision, striking down that policy and that process and chastising the state and the Attorney General for infringing on constitutional liberties.
Well, that's good news. And this is a central issue in the, you know, the culture wars that are ongoing. And I'm just thinking of a speech I saw the other day by Attorney General Bill Barr. I don't know if you had an opportunity to see that. But he addressed how rampant secularism is infringing on the rights of religious liberty and religious freedom here in the United States, and said effectively, as long as I'm Attorney General, I am going to stand up for our First Amendment rights and for our nation's religious liberties. And at issue here in this case, it goes straight to the heart of religious liberty. What does it mean to be Christian? It means that you adhere to and abide by biblical principles, and Scripture could not be more clear. And not only that, I mean, we know intuitively, and studies show that children are best served with a mother and a father, whether that's in foster care or whether they're adopted or whether in biological in nature, that mothers and fathers bring certain characteristics to the table that same-sex so-called couples cannot accomplish. And so this is a terrific decision, and we need to see more of these, and this needs to become ingrained. It's already ingrained in law, but much has been done to unravel it, and it needs to be sewn up, if you will.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the protection of children, as you referred to, Matt. That we've got 12,000 children in the Michigan foster care system. This is not about pursuing a political agenda at all. This is a Catholic charity that specializes in children that are hard to place, like older children, children that have siblings, children with special needs, and they need to be protected. But the state is the sole source of foster care and adoption referrals for these agencies, so they depend on this. But these children need to be protected and not put in a potentially harmful situation.
Attorney General Dana Nessel actually became the Attorney General moving forward on this pro-marijuana platform. But when she became the Attorney General, she just wiped out all of the staff. She didn't want anybody who had been associated with any of the previous administrations, even though they had been there a long time. And she is a very radical LGBT activist, and she's using her Attorney General position to push that, contrary to what the law is. And in this case, that's what she was pushing. And so this 70-year-old nonprofit organization had been very instrumental in placing hard-to-place children. In fact, just before this policy came out, the state actually sent out a notice to the adoption and foster care facilities saying that they needed more foster and adoptive parents because of so many of the children in the system. Then about a week or two later, they sent out a notice to the St. Vincent Catholic Charities and completely removed them from the program. Now, St. Vincent Catholic Charities receives all of the referrals from the state. So it literally cut off all of these individuals. All of these individuals who had been certified as foster parents, adoptive parents, had been waiting in line, they just got cut off at the knees. The children had no place to go. All of this because of the LGBT agenda. Now, unfortunately, this is really a lesson in contrast. It's a lesson in standing up. On the one hand, you had the Bethany Christian Adoption Facility. They're nationwide. And in Michigan, they decided to compromise their values. So they entered into an agreement that, at least in Michigan, they would place children, contrary to the Christian values, in same-sex households. They refused to fight. Shame on them.
Yeah.
Now what happened is St. Vincent Catholic Organization, the charity program, the adoption foster care organization, chose to stand and fight. They're not going to compromise their values. And you know what? Good for them, because now they got this great ruling. In addition to striking down this policy, the judge also cited the 2018 ruling in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. The judge called out the Attorney General Nessel for religious targeting and concluded that St. Vincent would likely prevail at trial. So this is a great decision all the way around, and it's a good contrast in compromise versus standing for your values, as St. Vincent Catholic Charities has so well done in this case.
Yeah, and you know, there's another layer to this as well. In family law, as you know, Matt, when it comes to guardianships, when it comes to conservatorships, when it comes to custody and so forth, the courts always look to the central question: what is in the best interest of the child? And this is a textbook example of where the LGBTQ plus LMNOP, whatever the latest iteration of the alphabet soup of nonsense is, this is a perfect example of them putting their own, the selfish, politically motivated demands of adults above that which is in the best interest of children. This is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, as I said earlier, you got 12,000 children in Michigan's foster care system. And when they turn 18, they don't have an adoptive family. So one of the plaintiffs, not only the St. Vincent, but also you have a parent, adoptive parent couple that sued. They already have adopted, I think, five children, special needs children, and they're considering another one. So you have people like this that say, yes, we want to welcome these children into our home. So, you know, this is the best for the children, bottom line.
That's right. Yeah, it's best for the children. And, you know, Attorney General Nessel, during a statement, actually called these kind of people who supported the idea that these adoption foster care facilities should have a religious freedom, she called them hate mongers, hate mongers. Well, in his ruling, Judge Junker said Nessel forced St. Vincent to choose between its religious beliefs and its contract with the state. Quote, that kind of targeted attack on a sincerely held religious belief is what calls for strict scrutiny, he wrote. The state's real goal is not to promote non-discriminatory child placement, but to stamp out St. Vincent's religious beliefs and replace it with the state's own.
We commend that judge.
Powerful statement.
Yes.
That is it. And we, how long have we been saying, decades,
yes,
Matt, that the end game goal of the secular left is to push Christians to the margins of society? They want to take your job. They want to take your ability to adopt children. They want to take your ability to parent. And if you do not buy into the postmodern sexual anarchy agenda, then you are verboten. You are to be pushed to the margins and ostracized in society. And the judge, in so many words, pointed that out.
He pointed it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really sad that somebody is so blinded by the LGBT agenda, by human sexuality, so blinded that they don't care about these children, special needs children. They could squander their lives away in foster homes or in state institutions. Hard to place children, older children, siblings, when the foster or adoptive families are only able to take one. They don't care about that. So what they care about is pushing their agenda at the expense of everything else. And thank God this judge put a stop to it. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Subscribe to one or more of our emails and our newsletter. Hit the subscribe button. For more information, visit our website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.